A modest satellite 1 million miles from Earth has unequivocally answered some of the deepest questions about our universe, astronomers announced today. The satellite has determined not only the age of the universe, but it has measured the number of atoms and apparently even fixed our ultimate fate. Cosmologists say these precise answers mark the end of an era in cosmology and open a new one. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The satellite, called WMAP, has been studying tiny irregularities in the radiation left over from the Big Bang. These cosmic microwaves reveal what the universe looked like when it was a mere 380,000 years old. Chuck Bennett from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center says the results answer many big cosmic questions with remarkable precision.
For example, we determined the age of the universe to be 13.7 billion years old, to within 200 million years. That's about a margin of error of only 1%.
WMAP also reveals when the first stars appeared, just 200 million years after the Big Bang. That's substantially earlier than previous studies suggested.
We've also determined from this unified picture the ultimate fate of the universe, which is that the universe will expand forever. It will not turn back on itself and collapse in a great crunch.
WMAP is a joint project of NASA and Princeton University. David Spergel from Princeton explained how so much fundamental information could flow from a single experiment. He says scientists compared the results from WMAP with various computer simulations, possible universes, if you will, to see which one it matched up with. Once they found a pattern that looked good, they ran that computer simulation ahead 13 billion years to see how it would paint the universe today. Spergel compared that with modern-day maps of the cosmos.
And what we find when we do that is remarkable. It all fits.
At a news conference, Spergel says the results mark a turning point for cosmology. They will force astronomers to abandon some popular theories and craft new ones. John Bacall at the Institute for Advanced Studies in Princeton agrees with that assessment.
Every astronomer will remember when they first heard the results from WMAP.
Bacall is one of the grand old men of astronomy. He says he's been skeptical of the story of the cosmos that astronomers have gradually been constructing in recent years. This story shows that only 4.4% of the universe is composed of ordinary glowing matter, and the vast majority is made up of something called dark energy. You can think of dark energy as a force that permeates space and counteracts gravity.
This very implausible, strange universe that has been constructed by astronomers has been confirmed by WMAP with exquisite detail.
He says the results are unequivocal. This is our universe. It's now up to cosmologists to struggle to understand it. And for that, they will have more help. The WMAP satellite, in operation so far just 18 months, has 3 more years to go. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.